the Siddha Pranali and their traditional lines of, you're asking a question, what is the question exactly? What is Siddha Pranali? Siddha Pranali is talking about, first of all, we in the traditional parivars of Gaudiya Vaishnava parivars, or the lines or family, let's say, parivar means family, family of devotees, group like Bhaktavrinda, group of devotees. So there's a line of these of disciples, Nityananda initiated, and Advaitacharya initiated, Gadadhara Pandit initiated, Gopal Bhatta Goswami initiated, Lokanath Goswami initiated. So they have their disciplic successions, and it's their guru disciple. It's an unbroken chain of guru and disciple, and you can trace out the origin to a transcendental source. It's told in the Hari Bhakti Vilas that a diksha mantra, must come in from a transcendental source, and there must be some line of dissension. Krishna spoke to Brahma. Brahma spoke to Narada. Narada spoke to Vyas. So this is called the parampara. So the sampradaya is called Gaudiya Sampradaya. But then there's the parampara coming. The Vamsa Parampara, which is the family descendants, or just the Diksha Parampara. Diksha Parampara. So Diksha Parampara is an unbroken line beginning with a transcendental source. So we can trace out that our mantra is coming from Nityananda, or Advaita, or Gadadhar, Gopal Bhatta. Lord Chaitanya, one of the Panchatattva themselves, or their direct followers, the Six Goswamis. So this is called the traditional parampara, Nityananda parampara, Advaita parampara. It's called Diksha parampara. The Diksha mantra comes down. There's something else called the pranali, the line of the siddha. Now this is, one is the Diksha mantra, which means Gopal mantra or Kam Gayatri. So that comes down. Then there's another line, which is called, this, you can say the siddha parampara, the line of the devotees. What is their siddha identity? Their siddha deya. It doesn't mean perfected masters, or that's not what it means. It means that this is the siddha deya of Nityananda or Janava or Advaita and Krishna Lila. I'm speaking of Krishna Lila. And then this is the siddha deya of his son, or he has a few sons who are initiating. And then they gave their disciple. Particular line coming from them. There's so many lines. And so the Siddha Pranali is a line of the Siddha Dehas of the Acharyas in the Diksha Parampara. It's your guru, your Param Guru. So the mantra you received, it came from Advaita Acharya down to your guru, and your guru gave it to you. Or it came from Nityananda down to your guru, and your guru gave it to you. That's the Diksha. Then Your Siddhadeya was given by your guru, who got his Siddhadeya from his guru, who got his Siddhadeya, Nityananda, or Advaita have their Siddhadeya, and they gave to their sons or their disciples. So that's called the Siddha, you can call it the Siddhadeya Parampara, but it's called Siddha Pranali. It's a continuous line, and particular parivars, we serve together all of those siddhas. In this case, they're all manjaris. All those manjaris serve together with their Yuteshwari and their particular group. Vishakha is Yuteshwari or Lalita. Advaita Parampara, let's say Advaita Parivar or Parampara, they serve under the Yuteshwari of Vishakha. Nityananda Parivar, they serve under Lalita. Lalita and Rupa, or Vishakha and Rati Tulsi Manjari, Das Goswami. What is the question?
Because I heard that some translation which I read that Siddha Pranali means the channel of perfection. I mean, channel of perfected souls. And Siddha Pranali, when Guru gives Siddha Pranali, this Siddha Pranali comes through all this perfect, through all this channel. I mean,
well, that's true. That's what I just
said. And
just like the mantra, the mantra has to come down.
But
the Diksha mantra comes down through Pranali. So the Siddhadeya is how does it, I explained that the last time. How does the Guru get the Siddhadeya? He meditates on all the Gurus to Nityananda, or all the Gurus to Advaita, or to Gadadhara, the whole line. So he wants to get at the mercy of all of them in a continuous line. And then he meditates on Samasti Guru. Samasti Guru is Krishna, who's above everyone. It's like Krishna and Shri Brahmana. So there's Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Radha Krishna. He meditates on them, and then they reveal the Siddhadeya in his mind. So that whole thing is coming down. The Siddhadeya is coming down from Krishna all the way through that line of perfected, you can say, Siddha, say, perfected souls or the Guru Parampara.
Yeah, but
that's correct. That's the tradition.
But I read some point. I mean about this parampara. They wrote that like, how can we be sure that all guru in this parampara are siddhas?
That's not. You can't be sure of anything anywhere. That how to be sure of anyone's siddha? This is not, it's nothing to measure. There's no barometer, there's no thermometer. You can measure at anyone can measure at any time who's siddha, who's not siddha. It's a continuous parampara. That's the strength of it. It's coming down in a continuous line. That you heard the mantra from someone who heard the mantra from Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda, and Advaita. For example, what we mentioned before, that's why, the whole, even the Bhagavad Gita, in Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, he emphasizes parampara. The whole thing, that the mantra comes down through parampara. So, has anyone examined all Lakshmi Tirtha and all these different names? Does anyone know they're siddhas or not? How do you just accept? This is the parampara, the Madhva Brahma, Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. Have you ever seen the beginning of Bhagavad Gita? There's 33 names. 33 names. How do you know Madhvacharya was siddha? How do you know anything? That's just, it's your assumption or whatever. So the main idea is not, because this is not whether or not they're siddhas. They're in a channel. They're in a line. A channel means a line. They're in a line. They receive the mantra from a transcendental source. And they've handed it down. The mantra is transcendental. The mantra. This is the problem with this argument is that they're trying to say that the person affects the quality of the mantra, but the mantra is transcendental because they're all names of Krishna. So there's verses which explain how the power is in the mantra, and they're cited in Bhakti Sandarvas. I've seen them, but I don't have them in front of me. That the mantra, the power is the mantra, not the person who gave it. And the mantra has power because it comes in an unbroken parampara. That's the whole principle. For example, there's four siddhas that are honored and respected in ISKCON Gaudiya Math. Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Gaurakishore, Vamshi Das Babaji Maharaj, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Now, were they initiated by siddhas? I'm asking a question. The answer is no. They're all initiated by Grihasthas. Every one of those, so they're all honored and respected. They're siddhas. But did they hear the mantra from someone who was a siddha? Who knows? They're not recognized in the Gaudiya Samaj. Their gurus are not recognized as siddhas by the Gaudiya Vaishnava Samaj. As you see in the last few hundred years, there are a few devotees that are recognized by all the traditional Parivars and as being Siddha, like Siddha Gaurakishore Das. He's accepted by all the, he's a Siddha. But his guru is a grihastha. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur's guru is a grihastha. And Vipin Bihari, all their lines are there. And they have their same, and they have their siddha pranali, their channels of quote-unquote perfected masters. So you can say, oh, on all their channels that they come in, that they're just ordinary people, they're not siddhas. So how they became siddha? If those people in their parampara are not siddhas, because the mantra has power. There are four or five ladies. There's some four or five ladies in some of the lines. They're gurus. There's ladies that are also there. Wives of the Goswamis or the daughters of the Goswamis, they become the acharya and they initiate, like Janava Mata initiated on behalf of Nityananda, his wife, and then Birachandra. So the wife, you know, the wife or the daughter will initiate. If there's no sons and you want to continue the line. So that argument, the power is the mantra, and the mantra comes from a transcendental source which can be traced out. There's no way to measure or this siddha saint, because this argument I've heard, oh, you know, we have Bhagavad Parampara, what's the value of your traditional parampara? We have Bhagavad Parampara. All line of, you know, greatest saints all lined up together. But no one heard the mantra from any of them. They're just lined up. Narottam didn't hear, you know, just hundreds of years, 200 years gaps in that Bhagavad Parampara. You just line up, oh, these are a line of siddhas. But the four siddhas that are honored in the Gaudiya Math, they're not even initiated by any, their gurus are nobody in those lines. Nobody in that line of siddha saints. So how they became siddha? It's by the mercy of God, it's by the power of the mantra, and their sadhana. And they were initiated in a proper guru coming in a transcendental source. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was initiated in the siddha pranali. He was initiated in the siddha pranali process, or channel of, as you say, he was initiated by a channel of perfected masters, and Vamshi Das Babaji, and Jagannath Das Babaji, and Gaurakishore Das Babaji. But most all of them were grihastha gurus. They're grihastha gurus. And they initiated these devotees, and these devotees became siddhas. And some of them were Babajis. Jagannath Das Babaji, Vamshi, you know, they were brahmacharis. So the power is in the mantra and the blessings of the parampara. And the mantra should have a transcendental source. That's the whole thing. Like they say, who's the guru of Bhakti Sanatana? It's an argument you can't solve. The traditional Parivars say there's no proof, there's nowhere any proof anywhere written, as a fact. And that biography by one ISKCON sannyasi, Bhakti Vikash Swami, he even himself describes initiation as that it was a mystic transference. He said there's no, he did so many interviews, Bhakti Vikash Swami from ISKCON, he's describing the initiation of Bhakti Santa Saraswati. He said there's nothing on record. We couldn't find any. It's just some kind of mystic transformation. That after he met him, he was mystically transformed and became an empowered preacher. So this is the proof that he got some mantra connection or whatever. So then Gaurakishore, his guru is also in question. But generally, by the traditional Parivars, they generally attribute his guru to be Nandakishore Goswami, who was in Advaita Parivar. But why isn't his name is not mentioned, or his picture is not there in any parampara after, you know, Gaurakishore? I mean, Gaurakishore is just after Gaurakishore is Jagannath Das Babaji. Or no, it's Bhaktivinoda Thakur and ISKCON, Gaudiya Math. But there's no connection with them. There's no connection by mantra. So how is it an unbroken parampara? There's no mantra connection. Even different parivars.
So this you thought that mantra is perfect. I mean, if somebody mantra is the same situation with siddha pranali, like with mantra siddha pranali.
The mantra power of the mantra does not depend on the guru. That is the fact.
The process of
mantra, you have to be a trace the mantra to transcendental source. Okay? That means some parivar. Like where who spoke it to who? Because it's handed down. You submit. So the mercy is coming from Nityananda down through that line, because everybody's surrendered and connected to Nityananda or through Advaita. But it's like, where it's connected, oh, to Narottanda, you know. As far as the Siddha Pranali, is given by the Guru, is received from his Guru, and this is the system that we find. Excuse me? No, it's not a mantra. It's just, it's your spiritual body which is revealed in the mind of the Guru.
But the process is the same, like this mantra is perfect.
There's two things. One thing is the mantra, and the other is Siddhadeha. There's two things. They're not the same. So what's your question? Diksha mantra helps one come to the point of liberation and nourishes the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra and helps the development of one's siddhadeya, his realization of his spiritual form. And traditional lines is that the Guru reveals his spiritual form. That's the way it's done. And if there's a line that doesn't do that, then that's their way that they do. They have a different idea. I already cited to you last week, I gave you a praman, how the Guru gives very strong arguments.